Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Wednesday, July 13th, and this is People Every Day. Hey everyone, it's me, Janine Rubenstein. I hope your credit cards and bank accounts are holding up after Prime Day. Let's just say the Rubenstein household will be receiving a few extra packages this week. With gas prices and inflation being so high right now, Prime Day is right on time. I think you still have a few hours, which is why later in the show, we have some bargain shopping tips and tricks to last you throughout the rest of the non-Prime Day year. But first, let's dive into what's been buzzing around out there in the news today. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are heading to the UN. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be in the Big Apple for the UN General Assembly to celebrate Nelson Mandela Day on July 18th, with Prince Harry expected to give an address. Members of the royal family, including Harry's grandparents, Queen Elizabeth, and Prince Philip, as well as both of his parents, Prince Charles and Princess Diana, met with Mandela on many occasions before his death in 2013. During the couple's tour to Africa in 2019, they met with Graca Machel, Mandela's widow. Prince Harry and Meghan also visited the Nelson Mandela Centenary exhibit in London back in July 2018. I always love seeing what these two are up to, and I don't know about you, but I'm hoping for some new pictures of little Lilibet in the near future. She's so cute. NBA superstar LeBron James has joined the chorus of voices speaking out on behalf of fellow basketball icon Brittney Griner. As we've covered numerous times on the show, Griner is currently being detained in Russia for allegedly bringing marijuana into the country. In a trailer for the latest episode of his YouTube talk show, The Shop, Uninterrupted, LeBron shared some of his thoughts on the situation.
Brittney Griner, she is in Russia. She's been there
over 110 days. Now, how can she feel like America has her back? I would be feeling like, do I even want to go back to America?
LeBron has since received some backlash on his comments for sounding anti-American, because of course that's what people are focusing on. King James clarified his comments in a follow-up tweet that read, "My comments on The Shop regarding Brittney Griner wasn't knocking our beautiful country. I was simply saying how she's probably feeling emotionally, along with so many other emotions, thoughts, etc., inside that cage she's been in for over 100 plus days. Long story short, hashtag bring her home." Yes, exactly. Bring her home. Each day that goes by, my heart is just breaking further and further for Griner and her family. So glad to hear someone who has an international influence like LeBron continuing the effort to get the word out. We will definitely keep you updated on any and all developments to this story. Steve Martin and Martin Short have been making people laugh for decades, and the Only Murders in the Building pair are featured on the cover of this week's issue. There are some really iconic best friend duos out there. Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King comes to mind. Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox. Me and my best friend, Autumn. And of course, Steve Martin and Martin Short. The two of them have been friends for 36 years, you guys. That's right. And their wonderful friendship isn't slowing down anytime soon. The two actors and comedians are this week's People Cover stars, and they are opening up to us about their special bond and, you know, starring together again on a hit show. I love everything about this story, so joining me now to discuss it all is People senior editor, Brianne Heldman. Hey, Brianne.
Hi, Janine. How fun to get to talk about a friendship like this, right?
Right? So Steve and Martin first met back in 1986 when they worked on Three Amigos together with Chevy Chase. They stayed close and went on to work on countless projects and comedy tours together. Take me back to when they first met and how this bromance, do we still say that? Bromance evolved.
I still say it. I love it. I say she-mans too, so I'm an equal opportunity friendship person. But they were so cute talking about their time meeting on Three Amigos. Steve said they were on set and Marty did something. And he said, quote, "I just had this feeling like that. As a comedian, you appreciate people who are funny. And he just had it. I love that. It makes me think about moments where I knew that someone was meant to be my friend and sure enough was right. And Martin went on to say the three of us had so much fun in the movie and we did make a conscious effort to keep up with each other, which is actually very rare. On movies, people are besties while they're doing it and then they go their separate ways and don't stay in touch. They immediately were having dinners together and vacationing together and it was destiny.
Well, one moment in the interview that made me laugh out loud was when Steve described what it's like to have a conversation with Martin. So take a listen.
Well, we're sitting next to each other, maybe in a car, maybe on the set. And I hear, you going to the Oscars this year? And I go, gee, I don't know. It depends, you know, if we're invited or something. He said, no, I'm doing dictation into the phone. Sorry, I'm sending a text. Oh, okay. Then a minute goes by and he goes, the ratings were really high this year. That is so fantastic. Congratulations. And I go, yeah, thanks. That's really great. I mean, we did it. He said, no, I'm talking to Bill Hader. I'm sending a dictation to Bill Hader. Then I'll hear, for lunch, I'd like a turkey sandwich and some coleslaw and on the side and just some water. And I won't say anything. And he says, aren't you listening? You're going to get it.
These guys have such a great rapport, and that's something audiences everywhere are seeing in their hit Emmy-nominated show, Only Murders in the Building. The two of them said they were surprised by the show's success, right?
Yeah, Steve, who co-created the show and is nominated for acting as well as for writing, he said, quote, I don't think you ever really expect it, so it's a nice surprise when it happens. I'm thrilled for it to be an undeniable hit show and to be working with my friend that I would hang out with anyway. Then, of course, Marty chimed in and said, it's not like it's a hit that we think is for the kids and we have to pretend that it's great. We love this. If you came to set, you would see a very loose, happy atmosphere.
So, okay, 36 years of friendship is incredibly impressive. What's the secret to sticking together for that many years, especially when Steve and Martin have been just so busy and going in all different directions? Like, what's the glue?
They value quality time together over quantity, and that sometimes they'll go a while without talking. And then, of course, then they'll go back to work. And currently they're on a comedy tour, so they're spending a lot of time together. Steve also said that they don't talk every day on the phone, at which point Martin Short chimes in, even when we do talk on the phone, I'm not often listening. To which Steve then responded, I know, there are a lot of silences. One of the interesting things I love that they said was, if your dad has a friendship that's lasted that long, you don't think it's that special. We're just in Hollywood. That's the reason you think we're special. And so for the two of them, this is just a normal friendship. It's not something out of the norm for the average person.
Oh, well, Brianne, thank you so much. And everyone, you can pick up a copy of this week's issue with Steve Martin and Martin Short on newsstands everywhere this Friday. Thank you. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
Like I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're anything like me, you love a good deal. And since every day can't be Prime Day, we're sitting down with People's resident shopping and style expert, Andrea Laventhal. But first, it's time to update you on the latest news in the biggest celebrities' love lives. Right after the break, we're diving into this week's Heart Monitor. Stay with us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
We are back, and it's time to talk Hollywood romances in this week's Heart Monitor. Even though they both separately attended the Met Gala earlier this year, sources tell people that Bradley Cooper and Huma Abedin are dating. News outlets have reported that the A Star Is Born actor, director, and Abedin have been dating for, quote, a few months and were introduced by Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour. Cooper shares five-year-old daughter Leah DeSin with ex Irina Shayk. He and the model broke up in 2019 after 4 years together. And Abedin, the longtime aide to Hillary Clinton, shares 10-year-old son Jordan with her ex-husband, disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner. Reps for Cooper and Abedin have not responded to people's requests for comment, but I am fully ready to ship these two. Next up, SNL alum and Kim Kardashian man candy, Pete Davidson, wants to be a dad. Davidson expressed his interest to become a father with fellow comedian Kevin Hart on his Peacock series, Heart to Heart.
My favorite thing ever, which I've yet to achieve, is I want to have a kid. Wow. That's like my dream.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always, it's like super corny, but like, I just like, I don't know.
Talk about super corns, the best goddamn thing you can do in life.
It's just like, it would be so fun to dress up a little dude, like, or, you know, like you saw. It's just like, I'm so excited for like that chapter.
Now, if and when Davidson becomes a dad, it appears he'll have some new ink to show his children. A recent photo gallery posted to Kim K's Instagram shows Davidson rocking a new tattoo that says Jasmine and Aladdin with an infinity sign in the middle. The tat commemorates when the two first kissed during an Aladdin sketch on SNL back in October of last year. Kim has shared before that it was that kiss in particular that sent sparks off for her. She previously said it was a stage kiss, but it was still like a little zing. It wasn't anything like a super crazy feeling. I was just like, What's wild to me is that that was only back in October of 2021. It definitely feels like they've been together for longer than that. They both always seem very, very happy together. And last but not least, it's been 6 months since Selling Sunset's Jason Oppenheim split with girlfriend and co-star Chrishell Stouse. We all know she's moved on. Shout out to friend of the podcast, G Flip. But now Jason has a new love interest. In a video obtained by People, Oppenheim was seen kissing a woman while vacationing in Mykonos, Greece, last week. A source also confirmed to us that his new boo is model Marie Lu. The two don't seem to be hiding their romance or affections as they were caught on camera having a passionate makeout on a busy sidewalk during the day. The Oppenheim Group co-owner was all smiles before and after their round of PDA. Marie Lu also posted a story to Instagram with Oppenheim from the popular Greek island. In the shot, her arm is around him as they smile in front of a sunset backdrop. The model captioned the picture, "Selling Sunset Season 6, coming soon." Ooh, I don't know if that's a tease of things to come next season or not, but either way, I will definitely be watching what these two do next. Now, with another Prime Day nearing its end and inflation and gas prices reaching record highs, we wanted to give you some tips and tricks for finding the best deals all year long. Well, today, I am here to remind you that fashion doesn't need to break your bank, and there are ways to look good while looking out for your wallet. Joining me now is People's Style and Beauty Director, Andrea Laventhal. Hey, Andrea.
So here's the thing, like, I know that summer is for being outside, right? I like to be in the air conditioning, specifically in a large store. That's where I find my summertime happiness. And lately, I would say I've been shopping from an emotional place. My last impulse purchase was at Target. It was a watermelon slip and slide that burned our grass to like hay in an hour. So in an effort to help you make smarter but happier purchases, you know, you can still get that rush of I bought something I love at a great price, but I'm not going to regret it in the morning. I was recently at an event for Marshalls, and it just so happened that they had Chanel Iman, the supermodel, there, because guess who else loves a bargain? Supermodels. Yeah. She said she is a Marshalls girl, and I said, I am too. And that's where our similarities begin and end. Luckily, the people at Marshalls were really excited about my enthusiasm for their brands. And they were like, look, there are some secret shopping tips that we can share with you So I thought it would be fun. And these are from the Marshalls TJ Maxx team, but I would go out on a limb and say some of them apply generally to shopping and to shopping in particular when you don't need anything, because that's the best kind of shopping.
That is literally how Target turns into 2 hours for me every time. That list that you just gave off.
Right. So here's what the Marshalls and TJ Maxx people shared with me about shopping their stores. So they say that you should shop what they call the track, and that's the curated racks in the center of the store. These are the curated, like, this is the new stuff. So if you just need a place to go, if you're wandering aimlessly, that's where to start. Another thing they taught me is that the clearance months are the J months. So June, July, and January are when you're going to get the biggest deals. So we are in July. It is a J month right now, I just want to tell you. Some stores will actually give you a home delivery option. You just have to ask. So if you buy like a piece of furniture or, you know, something really heavy, like one of those huge live, laugh, love signs, and you're like, okay, great. Now, how am I getting this home? You can ask them, and some stores will give you home delivery. I'm just saying, if that's the only thing standing between you and live, laugh, love is delivery, you should ask.
There are so many people, my big sister included, who post-pandemic, they're over it. They're like, I do online shopping. That's just it. So what do they say about how to do that right?
Well, as much as I'm sure I would love your sister if I met her, I would say, how dare you? There's nothing better than being in a store IRL wandering around. Well, TJ Maxx and Marshalls does have e-com. Like, you can shop them online. And the one thing that people don't realize is that tjmaxx.com has something called the runway shop. And that's where all the designer stuff is hiding. And I once bought a Catherine Malandrino, which used to be a very important designer. And I bought this amazing designer black jumpsuit from her. And I wore it to the SAGs one year, the SAG red carpet. And I got it on tjmaxx.com, Janine. There are deals to be found. They have this like really funny thing they do where a lot of the brand names are hidden by this like revealed designer button. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do, I first am like, do I like this blouse even without knowing the designer, right? Like, don't let the designer be the thing that lures you in. Like, let the actual item. Pretend it's all the same, okay? Would you buy that if it was made by a no-namer? And it's fun to hit the reveal designer button, by the way, and see what it is after you've made your decision. There are so many amazing sales happening online right now, and a lot of them are taking extra percentage off. I mean, I'm really giving away my secrets today, but there's a brand called Farm Rio. It's very much summer vacation vibes. They're doing an extra 30% off of sale right now. Translation, I gave myself permission to buy a dress I don't need because they practically gave it to me, Janine, and it has bananas on it. And in any world, I can't justify a banana dress at full price, but 30% off sale, give me your bananas.
Absolutely. Andrea, I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time and spilling all the fashion tea. I love this.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
All right, all right, all right, you guys. This story is one that may scare some of you parents out there, sorry, and also might be something to make you smile. Former NFL wide receiver and star of the e-reality show Eric and Jesse Game On, Eric Decker, was taking a shower earlier this week, and apparently his son decided to share that with the world. On Monday, his 4-year-old son, Forrest, whom he shares with country singer Jesse James Decker, took his father's phone and posted a selfie to Instagram. In the photo, you see the 4-year-old with a mischievous grin, and over his shoulder, you can see his father standing in the shower with his backside exposed to the world. Jesse James Decker received a text from a friend that her son had posted the NSFW picture. Jesse later posted a screenshot of the text conversation to her IG story, which read, "No, I can't stop laughing. Jesse, I can't. I am not even sure if you know he has his phone, but if you don't, no, go grab it. Eric appeared to laugh off the incident, having later addressed the ordeal on social media, saying, time to change the code. So much for letting Forrest watch his Avengers videos during my shower. This is too funny to me. And I have to say, the picture is very tasteful. Just a friendly reminder out there to all of you parents and really anyone who's around children regularly, watch out for what they're posting. Actually, just don't give them your phone. That's my rule. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening along. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for more People Every Day.